Welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast, presented by the Sherry Group, LLC. Enjoy the episode.
Yes, welcome to the Sherry Group Podcast. My name is Drew Demery, and with me as always is David Sherry. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Drew. How are you?
You know, I'm feeling really excited for the upcoming spring and the summer. Sun's out, and I am in one of those moods where I'm like ready to close the laptop, put my phone somewhere else and just go for a walk and listen to the birds and just like get out of the modern world.
I get it. It is sunny out. It's beautiful out. And I'm excited. One of my all-time favorite camp pros is joining us today. So super excited to get to talk to Jason and to get to know Olivia. And I'll let you officially introduce them. But their program they're going to talk about today is, in my opinion, the pinnacle of leadership development programs. So really excited to share this with everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had to have them on this series because they do such a great job of leadership development with their teens. So without further ado, welcome Jason Smith and Olivia Holtman of YMCA Camp Kentucky. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Appreciate being here.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate being on the podcast.
Yeah, cool, cool. Well, let's get things kicked off with Jason. Tell us a little bit about Camp Kentucky. And from a 10,000 foot view, what are you guys all about?
Yeah, so Camp Kentucky is a YMCA overnight camp in Nebraska. We're with the YMCA of Lincoln, primarily a summer camp. We have about 300 kids out here a summer, about 30 of which are participating in kind of the teen leadership counselor and training sort of program that we're talking about here today. And we also do outdoor education, rental groups, and then we have actual like camp out events and family programs and things like that on weekends throughout the school year.
Wonderful. Let's dive into that leadership development program a little bit, Olivia. Can you give us a general overview of what that program's about, maybe the age groups and how many kids are coming and for how long? And once again, just kind of a general overview of that program.
Yeah, for sure. Our program is about 156 SKs strong, where we run year-round programs, about one event every single month. And those events consist of a training opportunity, a chance to connect with their peers, and to learn more about camp and how they exist in this space. With that, we have them come out in the summer as well, really help facilitate a lot of different functions of camp, from the general function of cleaning and helping things stay safe, as well as the function of how do we get them to have the skills that we would want to see in our counselors in the future.
Olivia, can you tell us SK, like what does that stand for and where does that come from?
Oh, for sure. So brief synopsis of the Senior Kentucky Kids. And like Jason said, it has a long history at camp. These are our oldest kids in camp. They're in high school, so 14 to 17 year olds. And they get to participate in a lot of fun ways. But yeah, that's kind of the synopsis of Senior Kentucky Kids.
When the program first started, it was called Kentucky Kids. And then for a while, there was a Senior Kentucky Kids program, a Kentucky Kids program, and a Junior Kentucky Kids program. And for whatever reason, the Senior Kentucky Kids moniker and actual program is the thing that really developed through the years. And so that's the language that is kept with.
That's great. So you were saying before we started when this program started and how long it's been around. And Jason, you went through this as a camper, right? And now you're the executive director. Can you just talk about the history of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. And Olivia went through this program as well and is now a program director here with us. So both of us were involved. So the program started in 1978 or 79. And it started because at that time, Camp Kentucky's summer camp, when you turned 14, you couldn't come anymore. It only went up to about age 13. And so at that time, there was a group of guys that basically cornered the executive director at the time, Bob Furman, and said, "You have to let us back to camp next summer. Like we know we're too old. We will do anything. We will clean things. We will wash dishes. You just have to let us back." And Bob, being who he was and looking for a way to say yes, said, "Okay, you'll clean dishes." And so that group of five guy campers came back the next summer and helped clean dishes. And that was the start of the SK program. They were kind of the junior counselors and were involved in cleaning dishes. So it wasn't co-ed at the beginning. It was just that group of five guys, but quickly became co-ed and has developed into, you know, 156 kids a year annually is what we're kind of seeing right about now. And but the cleaning dishes are a big part of it. So during our summer programs, I don't pay staff to do dishes at camp. The teens involved in this program make that happen in camp, as well as, like Olivia was mentioning, leading games and being a junior counselor and practicing leadership development skills and being extra hands at the barn and the pool and the lake and all of that is a big part of kind of what happens here. So
Olivia, how do you become an SK?
So it's changed throughout history. It used to be like you applied, you interviewed. It was a very selective process. Nowadays, it's not as selective because we realize that we are trying to get kids the skills to be leaders. And so sometimes they need to experience the program before they can have a successful interview. And so the application process is a Google form. They fill out some experience they have at home. We talk about, like, you're going to be expected to do some chores. What chores do you take care of at home? Asking them questions so they know what they're getting into. Because we do have other teen programs, if this isn't the fit for them, we have things we can offer them. With the application, we have that open for about a month or two in the late summer, and it's due August 31st. And then September 1st, we get back to people and kind of have that acceptance process. We have a kickoff weekend where we host it overnight. We talk about some expectations of them. We have an orientation over like a virtual call with parents to know that they're on the same page with us. School is the priority. Do not cancel any school events to come here. So getting them on the same page as us.
Great. And then are there levels that they go through?
So yes, it's a multiple year program. I was somebody that went through all 4 years, but it is generally the same program. They're doing the same things every year. Something that I am really trying to work on is creating some sort of progression within there, of providing some extra leadership opportunities within our second years and our third years to make sure that they're feeling like they're getting stuff out of it.
We do have some extra areas that people can be involved with after they've been around for a while or they're a little older, like working in our barn. Generally speaking, our youngest first-time SKs aren't having that opportunity. They have to be a little bit older. And as they kind of prove their leadership, we start putting them into roles, like when we're talking about the dish room. We have a role called the dish captain, someone who's been around before and kind of knows a little bit more. And we put them into that dish captain role to help kind of give guidance to others, which is, you know, one of those aspects of where kind of the practice of the leadership skills comes in.
What's the objective or the goal? We have this SK program so that we can what?
Well, I think with everything at camp, we're trying to make the world a better place. And that's a, you know, 50,000 foot view of things. But, you know, when you're a kid, you have the lens of the world is kind of about me and things happen around me and for me. And then at a certain point, you have to get into that space of like, how do I actually help the world or make the world meet my needs? Like, what are my roles and responsibilities for that? And so I think this program is kind of about bridging that perspective from camp is this magical place where all this stuff happens for me to, oh, now we're kind of peeling back some of the layers and getting them involved. And there are things that come up when you have 300 people living at camp. The magical campfire experience with the song that everybody remembers, that doesn't happen without practice. Like the song leader has practiced things and prepared to educate and bring people in. That feeling of belonging at camp doesn't happen unless people are practicing it and are intentional about it. So it's a kind of a peeling back those layers, recognizing that they might not ever actually be on our staff, but that same perspective is going to take them a long ways in whatever job or responsibilities they take on in life, their own kids, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, I love that you talked about that transition time. That's such an important piece to go from maybe being served to learn how to serve.
Yeah, Olivia kind of mentioned this, but we also have what I would call regular camps for this same age group that are kind of happening at the same time. And so we actually kind of encourage our SKs to still come and just be a quote unquote regular camper at camp so they can have that, like just being at camp, having fun, being a kid sort of experience still and hold that as long as they can in life. That's a part of it as well. We're trying to kind of feed into both of those things, but that transition is just so critical. And it's a challenging one, really takes a lot of intentionality from a person to kind of look at, well, you know, what are my strengths and where do I need to go? And how do I make a decision about what I want to do with my life and things like that. And that's a couple of years of growth. It's always shocking every year. You know, Olivia mentioned the age range is 14 to 17 in this program. And every year when we restart it in the fall, they just always seem so young as we get started. And then, you know, it's like, how will they ever be ready for summer camp when we roll around? And then we roll around and they've all matured by leaps and bounds and are ready for summer camp.
Yeah.
Olivia, you went through the program and now you're managing the program. What are some of the things that you personally took away from it when you were in the program and that you see campers gleaming from it or taking from it, learning from it now?
Yeah, that is a great question. There is so much to be gained from this experience. And we tell people at the beginning of the school year, well, you get out of it what you put into it. And so a lot of our experiences are optional experiences. The only thing that's required is youth protection training. And so as somebody who went to a lot of events and did a lot of campouts and eventually became on staff, I got out a lot of skills of learning the background of camp, learning how to exist in this space, learning how to pull those skills into other parts of my life. How do I live with a roommate in college was really important when cohesively living with other SKs for a weekend or two, figuring out how we're going to exist in the dish room together and how we're going to make that experience that's not just grueling washing dishes. How are we going to just sing songs together and have a good time? I think it gave me a lot of adaptability and understanding that even though a task isn't the most glamorous, it is still important to what is needing to get done. So I would say those are the biggest ones that I took away from the program.
Absolutely. Now I've got one question here for Jason before we take a quick halftime break here, and that is about staffing. We talked about some of the outcomes for the kiddos, but both of you, Jason and Olivia, have been SKs and then I think we're both on summer staff and now you're both directors. And so is that a common trend where you see many of your summer staff, you know, coming up through that SK program to be a seasonal staff member?
Very much so. The SK program is responsible for a lot of our staff and staying connected with people, you know, as they look for more in their life from being a camper. You know, I always think of like the bell curve to me is, you know, about the 12-year-old is like, that's like when camp is just awesome, you know, and it's awesome every year, but you keeping those kids involved, this is a bridge for that. And we have a pretty high rate of retention and actually have to sometimes, even though post-pandemic, it's been a little bit less this way. We've had years where we've had to be intentional about making sure we brought in new voices to our program that weren't just, you know, born and raised here, so to speak, through this SK program. Just being cautious of being insulated and not getting fresh perspectives and more diversity and things like that. So, So yeah, it's been a big feeder program into our staff. You know, when we ask our staff during staff training who was an SK, you know, 3/4 of that. Hands in the room go up typically or somewhere around there. Every year it's a little bit different.
Nice. I really enjoy that you're also intentional about bringing in new voices because you can get that kind of echo chamber thing going and then that natural evolution of camp just doesn't happen if everybody's like, well, we're set. This is what we do on Tuesday night. It's like, well, maybe we could try to do something a little different on Tuesday, you know? And, so just being intentional about those new voices, that's pretty cool. Let's take a quick break here, guys. And we're going to come back. And Dave and I really want to hear about this year-round concept that starts September 1st and getting that stuff kicked off. That sounds really cool, unique, and amazing. So let's take a quick break here and we'll hear from our sponsor.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by the Sherry Group, LLC. The Sherry Group specializes in serving summer camps and nonprofits nationwide, now offering executive coaching, master planning, fundraising, and staff training services. Contact the Sherry Group today to learn more. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Yes, welcome back to the Sherry Group podcast. I am Drew Demery here with my co-host David Sherry, and we have the directors here of YMCA Camp Kentucky, Olivia Holtman and Jason Smith. Welcome, guys. So we've been talking about outcomes and the evolution of this program, but you do also do something really amazing in that this is kind of a year-round leadership program. It's not just those 3 months during the summertime, but you've got 9 months during the school year that you're also working with these kiddos. Olivia, tell us a little bit about that. What's that curriculum? What's that process? How often are you getting together? What's that all about?
Yeah, so we roughly have about every month we'll have some sort of SK event where it's just our senior Kentucky kids and some staff members to help oversee and run things. And typically we'll have some sort of training topic or something we want them to take away from it, whether that is how do you support a cabin or what does nonviolent communication even mean when we're talking about that throughout the summer. So having a quick bit of knowledge, having something they can connect with their peers about, whether that is like a fun snack that they're going to do or an activity that they're going to partake in where they're going to try and beat other teams and have some a competitive aspect to that. But we also just try and have some time where there's maybe a theme thrown in. We've had SK Pajama Party. One of the historical ones is SK Music Kickback, which is something that has been going on for a really long time, where we hang out in the dining hall, we have a cool light show, and we listen to music, and we talk about what that music means to the person that is presenting that. With those events, there's also campouts in between where SKs can submit their availability to us, and we'll kind of select some SKs to come and be an SK at that event, work in our dish room, lead some games, and interact with campers before summer happens. So we try and get them some practice before the full range is in motion.
Those campouts would be like our school year programs, like a Halloween camp or a New Year's camp. We have about one a month, shorter term, one night, two night event that has younger kids, so 7 to 14 year olds. So then the SKs come out and start practicing the skills they're talking about at the kind of SK events, and that leads up to the summer. When the SKs are at camp during our summer, one difference that I see from our program to a lot of other programs is the whole time they are embedded in cabin groups with kids. So they are being in that junior kind of counselor role, extra set of hands and eyes in the cabin. So there'll be times where they'll be playing that role, you know, certainly in the evenings and in the morning, but then during the day, during activity times, they might be assigned to be with their cabin group and kind of just help the counselor. Or then they might be assigned to go help in the dish room or go clean the pool house or whatever other project-based kind of help might need to happen during that time. So the year-round process of this event is something that I think a lot of camps see and are interested in and maybe a little envious of, because we do get to kind of have touch points with these groups of kids basically every month throughout the year. And we're lucky in our geographic position in our camp. Kentucky is about halfway between Lincoln and Omaha, the two biggest cities in the state of Nebraska. It's about a half hour drive to either one of them. So both for our SK events and then also for like Halloween camp and things like that, we find that parents are willing to drive a half hour one way to drop their kid off for a weekend or things like that. Whereas, you know, if your camp is 4 hours away from your where your campers are coming from, you know, doing a Friday to Saturday event might not be as functional for you. But I do think kind of encouraging anyone out there to think through how can we connect with it and be a part of this group's experience throughout the school year is kind of where a lot of impact comes from in our program.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that school year impact, because from what I'm understanding here, during the school year, this SK program is a little bit more geared towards like community building and skills building and building up a level of knowledge and gaining information. And then when it comes to summertime, they're like using it. It's like service time. It's like, here we go. Jason, you said embedded, and it's like, okay, we're embedded in the program. We're embedded in the activities and in the dish room and those kinds of things. And so now we're kind of using those things that we've learned during the school year. Is that an accurate wrap up of kind of the design?
I think so. The program is about, has always been about three things: service, leadership, and fun. So every component of those events is tied to one of those strongly, or maybe all three of them, because it all kind of blends together. You know, some of the best memories that a lot of SKs have will actually be cleaning dishes in the dish room and singing Disney songs or whatever they're doing. So it's fun, but it's definitely the service side of things. So at the time, it is about kind of preparing people and also growing that connection, so that when we get into the summer, you know, they're not feeling like a fish out of water. They've grown some comfort with camp and comfort with the idea of being in a I was going to say supervisory role, but that's not necessarily a slightly elevated role above being a camper, with, you know, more responsibilities and things like that, that, you know, we don't want them to feel just off on their own and not knowing. So.
Sure. Now I have a quick question, and I know Dave's got a million questions on his mind. Olivia, is it required that your SKs come to a program or two or every month throughout the school year? What's that? Is there a requirement, or is it just kind of like come and go?
That's actually one of the main selling points of this program. Is the only thing required is that they go through a child safety youth protection training. And that's a virtual training. And so everything else, they can opt into it, look at their availability. They get the calendar beforehand so they can kind of plan stuff out if they are looking to go on a family vacation, but that kiddo really wants to come to that event, they can kind of work around that. But we have SKs that live in Europe. We have SKs that live in Canada or live in Alaska. And so they obviously are not coming down for those weekend events, but they will come down and stay with family and then come to our camp and spend the week as an SK. So nothing is required, but the more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Cool. All right, Dave, you got 5 minutes. Let them have it.
Well, I've got all kinds of questions because this is great and fun to learn about. I love the goals. Service, leadership, and fun. That's just so clean and simple. And I'm curious, you both went through the SK program and you're still at camp as program director and executive director. One of the things that we've been hearing as we've been doing this series is the number of staff that can come out of it, that this can be not only a great thing for the campers, but that there are some benefits as a camp as well. And one of those is a staff pipeline. And I heard you say about 75% of your staff are SKs. Do you find that they stick around longer? Like, what's the tenure of someone who was through this program versus someone who is new to camp?
Yeah, I think so. I would say that it's probably more common for somebody who has been an SK to do 2 or 3 years, whereas someone who is coming in and maybe doesn't have that experience might do 1 to 2, would probably be more of speaking in averages. You know, the way that I have always looked at this program and everything in general, if there's something that I learn as the executive director about whatever it might be, about working with kids, you know, whether it's trauma-informed care or how you might offer choice as a way for kids to feel more control of their experience and thus be able to manage their behavior a little bit better. If I start learning that thing and then I am able to teach it to my staff and they start, like the seasonal staff, they start learning that thing. But then if I'm able to start teaching it to the SKs and they start learning that thing, that's kind of how change really happens. I think in the biggest, most powerful way at camp is if you keep like pushing down the things that are important to the next level. An example that I would use is, I can't remember how many years ago, but we started focusing more on teaching consent and the language of consent when we're talking about any physical touch that might need to happen at camp. And that has really gone from something that just us as full-time staff were talking to something that all the summer staff were always talking about, to the SKs are always talking about. And now our kids are like, they know that language too. And if we just keep pushing that down, I guess the theory is that when people come into your staff team, they're already more prepared than they would have been if they didn't have that experience before.
Yeah, and I think having, you know, bringing the new folks in to join your staff, like you talked about, is of value to you, fresh eyes and fresh ideas. But there's also a real value to having those traditions carried forward and people who have grown up there, right? That it just, I think, enriches the tradition of camp as well. My other question is there any formal processing, like sitting down and talking about what they're seeing and helping them translate their experiences into lessons, or how do you help them put the pieces together?
Yeah, so in the summer, they are help overseen by a seasonal staff member called the SK coordinator. And so that role has a circle with them in the morning, has a circle with them in the evening time, and just talks about the day. What did they see that day? What did they do that day? What was something that was hard that day? And kind of processes through that as a group so everybody can be a part of that conversation. Now, if there's something that's a little bit needs to be happening more on a one-on-one basis, of course, we'll have those conversations, but trying to get exposure to what's hard about being in this space and how can we help ourselves set our SKs up better for the future and set themselves up better for the future.
And that person is what we've come to call neighborhood coordinators at that level. Unit leader might be, village director. That might be another title that some camps would use. We added that position a few years ago because we realized, oh, this is actually a group of, 25 to 30 kids every week. And they need somebody like we'd had the full-time director who was administering the program, but they just needed somebody who was like dedicated to making sure, just like any other camper, that their experience was a good one and they were learning what we hoped to that they would learn out of it, which I think is kind of another point that I would highlight to other camps is if you're trying to start a teen leadership or counselor in training program, you have to put the resources into it so that kids have those safety nets and that leadership and that someone kind of paying attention to them. Because if you don't, that's how you start a program for a year and then it fizzles out and doesn't happen. You really need to spend time and effort into things. And I, I don't know actually how we, how it all works out financially. so our SKs pay about $300 a year for, is that the right fee now? Nope.
This past year it was $350 for return SKs and $400 for new SKs.
Yeah, it sounded wrong as soon as I said it, so that's for the whole year and covers basically as much as they're able to be here. So we don't charge another fee for them to come out to one of the SK events in the during the school year, or to come out to a camp out, or to come out in the summer. If they do 1 week in the summer, if they do 2 weeks, or they do 3 weeks, it's all under that, $400. And we use that for the kind of the administration of Olivia's time and putting things together and supplies for the trainings that we do when they come out during the school year. But kind of figure that with doing dishes and cleaning things around camp and being extra hands and eyes and ears, that they're helping us on other aspects financially. It's a complicated thing to look at is what the impact of these programs are budgetarily, but I think the intangibles of how it's supporting our staff, how it's supporting our campers, how we're growing, better leaders and better people, it's worth it. But if you look at it on paper, it's not like we don't make money on what we're doing with this program.
I appreciate that. I think, though, talking about the intangibles, you can't put a price on the experience these kids are having and how you're preparing them for success, not just at camp, but in school and jobs and relationships. That has a huge value at camp, the dishes and some of the projects, but also just, again, not to keep coming back to the staff pipeline, but there's a real value to camp to have people that you know and that you spent years watching develop applying for your summer camp position roles. There has to be a huge value considered in that as well, I would think.
Well, I mean, I can just highlight for you right now that, like, how incredibly cool is it for me to be sitting on this call with a camper who I've known since she was 10 and have gotten to, grow and develop and see her become the amazing leader that she is and running this program that she was a part of. That's incredible. And that's just one small story out of, so many that we get to see. It's the most valuable part of my job is watching kids develop over that time scale.
I think that's a cool circle, right? That's one of the things that when you get to see staff come or kids come back as campers year after year after year, it's fun. But also just by the time they're applying to be on your team, you really know who they are, right? Whereas if it's somebody that we've met at a job fair, we do our best to find out who they are, but there's no way that you could have the same relationship.
Yeah. When someone from our SK program applies, we can have a conversation about like, oh, here's the strengths that we know they're bringing to the table. Here are some of the things that we know that they might struggle with or still need development. Like we know them in a way that is really hard. Like, you know, an hour interview and an application and references and all of that stuff is excellent, but it's still nothing compared to, oh, we've spent the last 4 years seeing them work with kids here in our space. Mm-hmm.
I just want to highlight a couple of quick things and I'll turn it over to Drew and I'll be quiet so he can take us home. But
sure.
This is 14 to 17 year olds, up to 4 years, year round opportunities, which I think is really cool. You're producing almost 75% of your staff through this program. And I guess you could probably do more than that if you wanted to fill your staff. I love the goals of service, leadership, and fun, and just how intentional the program is to really set these campers up for transitioning into their next set of responsibilities. I think it's great. So I wanted to say thank you for sharing, and I'm sure people are going to love hearing all this. I'll turn it over to Drew.
Yeah, I'm so glad we were able to have you guys on. Jason, you'd mentioned that financially you've made it very accessible. And also you've added a level of supervision recently to give these people a coordinator and to give them just somebody to manage it all together there for the season. Any other nuggets or pieces of wisdom that you feel like you've done, and Olivia as well, anything that you feel like we have learned more so we do more, or, you know, that kind of a thing, how it's evolved for the better over the years that other people might be like, ah, yes, that's an aha moment for me as well. And maybe we can do that at our program.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that we used to use language around this program and it was called a volunteer program, even though there was a fee that they were paying to participate, it was you were volunteering and everything like that. We really tried to shift that language and talk about it more as a job training program, and be very upfront with both the kids and their parents that, you know, we are trying to teach job skills. We're trying to teach leadership development skills. You're here to learn and grow and be challenged and develop. And I think that's a helpful thing just from an expectation standpoint. It could very easily be a program or a situation where, you know, you could keep getting kids to come back to camp just because they like to be at camp. And that might be the hook that kind of gets them in the door and in how they're interested. You know, every week at the end of our week of summer camp, during closing campfire, we bring all of the SKs down front and they all introduce themselves, and everybody goes crazy for all of them, but also specifically for the one that's living in their cabin group and everything like that. So we make it a very visible and visual thing for younger campers so they know, like, oh, when I get older, I want to be like Dino or whoever the mm-hmm. SK was that mm-hmm. Was in their cabin. And I want to be on that stage and be recognized in that way. So that's kind of the hook is that, but the reason why they stay, I think, is because they feel like they are getting important things out of it, both mm-hmm. in their personal relationships and in their personal growth.
Sure.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is making sure that it's broadcasted and making sure that kids are aware of it and that counselors are on board with it. And because our counselors, a lot of them have been SKs, we have counselor reports at the bottom. There's a program recommendation and we can put senior Kentucky kids, you'd be great at that. Mm. And then that is helping our counselors feed into our SKs, which then feed into our counselors, which then feed into our SKs. So it's this loop where we're wanting to maintain that energy.
I love it. Well, guys, that's time for this episode. I am Drew Demery here, joined with my co-host, David Sherry. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking with YMCA Camp Kentucky staff Jason Smith and Olivia Holtman. Thanks, friends, for joining us so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Yep. And audience, we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been the Sherry Group Podcast, presented by the Sherry Group, LLC. Thank you for listening.